Inspector Chan had gone to a small, disreputable hotel in response to a frantic telephone call from a man known to the Honolulu underworld as Deacon Jessup. But he arrives too late, for when he gets there, he finds that Jessup has been murdered. Leaving Sergeant Mulligan in charge, Charlie Chan, with his up-and-coming young son, Lee Chan, returns to make his report at the office of Police Commissioner Williams.
Most regrettable incident, sir. Jessup very dead, with large knife driven completely through heart. Do not wish to seem unfeeling, but it is written that Nemesis is exceedingly accurate bookkeeper. Wages of sin must be paid to last penny.
That's true enough, Charlie. Jessup was bad all through, but it's still our job to find the man who killed him. What clues are there?
Have brought knife with which crime was committed, carefully wrapped in silk handkerchief to preserve fingerprints. Same has been turned over to Mr. Edwards, who will make report shortly.
Was that all?
One other slight clue which I'm not prepared to discuss.
Okay, Charlie. You know what you're doing. So suppose in the meantime...
In the meantime, we should like to return home. Lee Chan has important engagement with charming young lady, and I should like to partake of delectable supper which Mrs. Chan was preparing when I was called away.
That's right. You haven't eaten, have you, Charlie? Well, go to it. And if anything comes up, I'll let you... Who is it?
Sergeant Mulligan.
Come in.
I fear something is coming up much more quickly than anticipated.
They told me Inspector Chan was with you, Commissioner. So...
I am here, Sergeant. Come in, please. And kindly explain defiant-looking young man attached by handcuff to left wrist.
Come on, you.
Well, Inspector, after you left, I figured there was nothing I could do in Jessup's room, so I went out and stood behind the desk with the clerk. He didn't like it much, and I figured I was going to have
to... Continue, please, giving only essential details.
Well, I hadn't been there more than a couple of minutes when this bird comes in and asks for Jessup. So I slaps the cuffs on him and brings him in.
You have done well, Sergeant. Now, kindly remove handcuffs from irate young man.
You mean take them off?
Exactly. That will be all for present. Please wait outside, Sergeant.
Okay, Inspector. But if you need me...
I shall assuredly call. Do you wish to make statements, sir? Might perhaps expedite investigation.
Investigation of what?
Of unhappy murder of man known as Deacon Jessup.
Deacon Jessup? Dead?
You are surprised?
Why, he telephoned me less than 3 hours ago.
About what, please?
I can't tell you.
So sorry. Might make your position less unpleasant.
You haven't got anything on me.
Possibly not. But old Chinese proverbs say, if you wish to avoid being struck by falling tree, do not walk in forest. You knew late Deacon Jessup, therefore must detain you as important witness.
A lot of other people knew him, too.
But you alone made unfortunate error of calling upon him after unhappy demise. Now you must pay for error.
What are you going to do? Put me in jail?
Jail in Honolulu, unnecessary, except for a hardened criminal. You are on small island in midst of broad Pacific. Attempt to depart would be instantly known to us and regarded with dark, suspicious eye.
Then I may go?
Perfectly at liberty to do so. But first, so kind, please, as to tell us your name.
I'm Dennis Rand of San Francisco, and I'm stopping at the Royal Hawaiian.
Very good, Mr. Rand. We'll wish to question you further in near future regarding your relations with notorious Deacon Jessup. Meanwhile, good evening.
You know where to reach me when you want me. Good evening.
Lee Chan.
Yes, Pop?
Making yourself as inconspicuous as possible, you will follow this Mr. Dennis Rand. I wish to know where he goes, what he does, and with whom he speaks. Everything about him. You understand?
I got you, Pop.
Call me very moment you learn anything of importance. Now go, and go quickly.
I'm off in a cloud of dust.
You know, there are times, Charlie, and this is one of them, then I'd swear you were handling a case all wrong. But you haven't muffed one yet, so I'm not going to start interfering now. Why, I remember when you brought in Gentleman George and got a confession from him, too, after the police of six countries...
Your forgiveness, sir. But the Emperor, Xi Hongti, squanders today talking of yesterday's triumph will have nothing to boast of tomorrow.
Okay, let's get down to cases. What's this Jessup business all about? While you were talking to young Rand, I just sat there and listened, and there wasn't a thing I could get my teeth into.
I am in the same unfortunate predicament. Picture still very hazy, like flowers seen in pool.
And you're waiting to see what Lee uncovers, huh?
Have great faith in Number One Son. He is still but a frivolous boy, given to American slang and, hacha. But even peach grown in shade ripens ultimately.
Well, he's your kid, Charlie. And here's one of your Chinese proverbs right back at you. Under a strong general, there are no weak soldiers.
You do me much honor.
Did you get anything at all out of your talk with Rand?
Name of Rand kept tapping at memory like woodpecker tapping at tree trunk, but could not place it at first.
I know it, too.
Then, like flash, it are coming to me. You know Timothy Eden, millionaire jeweler of San Francisco?
Sure I do. Eden and company are as important in the West as Tiffany's are in the East.
Many years ago, Timothy Eden adopted a small infant, child of sister who died when deserted by worthless husband. That husband, Morton Rand.
That rat!
And small infant was young man who just left office.
Wow!
There was continual conflict between father and adopted son. Finally came biggest quarrel of all.
Why?
Because Timothy Eden forbade attentions of young man to his ward, Miss Nancy Adams.
Why should he? Eden was his father.
Adopted father, please. Timothy Eden hated boy in whose veins ran blood of Morton Rand.
That is a nasty mess. What happened?
Boy left home and resumed own name.
And?
Question causes mind to itch. Who killed Deacon Jessup? What was he to Dennis Rand, or Dennis Rand to him? Does millionaire Timothy Eden play any part in crime? These things time alone will tell.
And we've got to sit here until we get a report on the fingerprints on the knife, or until we hear from Lee.
There is time to fish and time to dry the net. At present, we are engaged in the tedious task of net drying. And if you do me honor to join me in light repast while we are waiting, I...
Yes? Hear that, Charlie?
Ask, please, to have them wait. I wish to first discuss plan of action with you.
Tell Mr. Eden that Inspector Chan will be at liberty in a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
Well, Charlie?
It's still hazy, but beginning to assume shape. I await report of Lee Chan with breathless anxiety.
But Eden's here right now. We may not hear from Lee Chan for some time.
Forgive, please. But you do not know excessively zealous Number One Son. If Mr. Dennis Rand stops to adjust falling garter, Lee Chan will report them. At our training he has received.
Bring up a child in the way he should go, eh?
And someday, child, make excellent policeman. I have been insignificant member of Great Honolulu Police Department for many years. Hope to serve for many years more. You'd like to think that when I am Powell, finished, son of mine, still carry on.
Don't worry, Charlie. By the time you're ready to quit, you'll be commissioner of police, and all you'll have to do is... Yes?
Over Inspector Chan, sir.
Ask me who's calling.
Who wants him?
It's his son, Lee, commissioner.
Put him on. Here you are, Charlie.
Yo. Speak quickly, Lee Chan.
Hello, Pop. When Dennis Rand got outside, he grabbed a taxi and told the driver to get to the Maritime Hotel as quick as he could. It was all I could do to hitch onto the back of the cab. When Rand got there, he ducked in back, with me, right on his tail. He asked the clerk at the desk for Morton Rand.
Morton Rand?
Yeah. The guy told him Rand was out, but was coming right back. So we're sitting in the lobby now, waiting for him. Well, that's all I know.
You have done well, Lee Chan. Return to the hotel and keep watchful eye upon proceedings. I shall send Sergeant Mulligan to join you.
Okie doke, Pa.
Under circumstances, I even forgive Okie doke. Goodbye, my son.
Well, Charlie, where do we go from here?
From here, sir, we go, I think, to talk with Mr. Timothy Eden.
Why has Timothy Eden come seeking Charlie Chan? What is taking place in the sinister Maritime Hotel where young Dennis Rand entered the case of the murder of Deacon Jessup? Follow Charlie Chan as he solves this intriguing mystery. Exciting episode of The Adventures of Charlie Chan.